Gamblers have placed their final bets at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. The casino officially shut down after a month-long labor dispute with its workers. WHYY's Joe Hernandez was there today when the doors closed for good.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Workers were still striking outside the Taj Mahal just before it closed. There wasn't going to be an 11th-hour contract agreement, but they kept chanting and beating their drums anyway. Bob McDevitt runs the union Unite Here Local 54, which represented about 1,000 Taj Mahal workers.
I've worked at 4 properties in Atlantic City as a worker, and this is the 4th one to close.
McDevitt says workers went on strike over their health and pension benefits, which new owner Carl Icahn cut when he took control of the casino. Icahn says he had to shut down the Taj Mahal because it was losing money and negotiations were going nowhere. McDevitt disagrees.
There is no way that Carl Icahn made the decision based upon finances. This was an attack on workers who stood up to him.
Tina Condos was a cocktail waitress on the casino floor who started working at the Taj the day it opened 26 years ago. She says casino workers are the backbone of Atlantic City, and firing almost 3,000 of them is going to have ripple effects.
We're your mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers. We're your family. We are your friends. We are the people that support this local community. Because if we don't work, our community doesn't work. It's a domino effect. This community depends solely on the casinos. And that is not these workers' fault.
Donald Trump opened the casino in 1990 and filed for bankruptcy a year later. He no longer owns the Taj Mahal. Unhappy workers weren't the only ones there when the doors finally closed. A few last-minute gamblers were throwing the dice one last time. Atlantic City resident Michael Gesualdo lives across the street from the Taj. He says he'll miss everything about it.
Food, atmosphere, living, life. Steel Pier, come on, man. It's the center of the universe.
That universe has contracted considerably. The Taj is the 5th casino to close in Atlantic City in 3 years. Laid-off workers will be able to use a resource center offered by the union while they figure out what's next. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.